A 30-day comment period ended this month, and Apostle Islands Park Superintendent Bob Krumenacher says although some people objected to new fees, most people were in favor of it. He thinks the initial outrage was simply unfounded speculation, but all of the money collected would be returned to the Apostle Islands for park projects.
I've said for a year we're listening to folks, and there were a lot of people who got very angry with what they assumed we were going to do, but we were listening to people.
Fees are new to the Apostle Islands. Except for a nominal camping site reservation fee, access and use of the 21 Island National Park has been free. Krumenacher says they'll work with locals to get everything into play.
We will invite participation by marinas and businesses who have told us that they were interested in selling some of the fees on our behalf, figuring out what can be done on the internet, but we expect to be ready to go to have everything working by probably this time next year or a little bit later when the visitors start arriving.
Krumenacher will now use the public comment and put together a final report to send to the Park Service headquarters for their approval, which he expects this summer. That'll give them almost a year to put the plan into place for the 2007 season. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.